the Public News Service Daily Newscast for May the 7th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The Supreme Court said Tuesday the Trump administration can begin immediately enforcing a ban on transgender service members in the military. That from CNN. They report the decision is a major victory for Trump in his effort to get the high court to unlock various parts of his second-term agenda that have been held up by lower courts reviewing scores of legal challenges to his policies. CNN notes, as is often the case in emergency rulings, the court did not explain its reasoning. The three liberal justices publicly dissented from the decision, but also did not explain their position. Meantime, state lawmakers in Arizona are considering a piece of legislation that could mandate that hospitals ask patients whether they are in the country legally.
While the proposal includes a provision that would let patients know their answer won't impact the type of care they receive or lead to any immigration enforcement, proponents such as Republican Representative John Gillette say it's a needed measure to collect information on the impact undocumented immigration is having on the state's healthcare system, including the state's Medicaid program, commonly referred to as Access.
Right now in Yuma County, there's 1,676 people receiving some type of benefits on Access from the same address, but we don't know who they are and we don't know where they live. We just know they have the same address, but we haven't been provided that access. This bill aims to do that.
Gillette explains the bill's intended to track Medicaid spending with the purpose of uncovering if taxpayer dollars are being used to treat those who are not in the U.S. legally. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And reports that the Trump administration has considered taxing wealthy Americans to pay for mass deportations and other priorities come on the heels of a new study showing how the move could generate significant revenues without slowing economic growth.
American University's Mary Hansen says raising tax rates for people who earn over $609,000 a year to 44% would add 3% to the nation's tax coffers, enough to stave off cuts to popular programs serving low-income Coloradans.
In current budget proportions, that's about enough to pay for some of the biggest, most important programs like food stamps, SNAP, Children's Health Insurance Program, and also temporary assistance for needy families.
While 44% may seem high compared to today's top rate of 37%, it's a lot less than the 92% paid by people who earned over $400,000 a year under Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Republicans have long argued that tax cuts create economic benefits for all, and leaders in Congress, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, have said they would oppose any tax hikes. Eric Galatis reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Public News Service. The Congress has overturned legislation that would have limited bank overdraft fees before the measure could go into effect.
The Consumer Protection Financial Bureau says Texans have filed almost 3,000 complaints about overdraft fees. The CFPB rule would have capped fees at $5 or limited them to cover cost and losses. Ann Badur with the nonprofit Texas Appleseed says the $34 to $40 fee can negatively affect someone who might already be struggling financially.
And to have these mounting charges for often relatively small amounts of money that people are overdrafting, it can be a real burden, particularly on families who are struggling or people living paycheck to paycheck.
She says low-cost people are hurt most by bank fees. The overdraft rule was set to go into effect on October 1st. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And air pollution in Washington is getting worse, according to a new report citing transportation emissions as the primary culprit.
Yakima and Seattle ranked the 8th and 9th worst cities in the country. Transportation emissions account for nearly a quarter of total air pollution and about 40% of Washington's greenhouse gas emissions. Laura Kate Bender with the American Lung Association says more Americans live in polluted areas now than any other time within the last 10 years.
After decades of progress to clean up the air from policies under the Clean Air Act, we're now starting to see an uptick in pollution levels once again. And it shows that we really need to double down on protections that are limiting emissions from vehicles, not roll them back.
Congressional Republicans just voted to rescind the federal waivers that allow California to set emission standards for vehicles that are stricter than national ones. I'm Isabel Charlet.
Finally, protections for indigenous rock art in Wyoming are in limbo after state lawmakers and the Trump administration took potentially conflicting actions related to them.
Senate File 91, which handily passed the state legislature, increased the penalties for any kind of petroglyph or pictograph site destruction to a $750 fine and up to 6 months in prison. This, as the Interior Department fast-tracked energy projects through a decades-old legal review of such sites. Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Northern Arapaho Tribe, Crystal Seabering, says she used to have 30 days to comment on a project, but now has 7.
In terms of tribes, our sacred sites and our places of significance, that's our history on the ground. It's not in books, it's on the land. So it's really important for tribes to have that voice in there.
According to a State of the Art 2024 report, of the nearly 1,100 indigenous rock art sites across Wyoming, about one quarter have been vandalized or defaced. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.